Guns are silent today along the border that separates India and Pakistan. The two nuclear rivals yesterday agreed to end the daily exchange of fire along the line of control in disputed Kashmir, one of the most militarized and volatile frontiers in the world. They also agreed to end firing along their international border. It's the first such agreement in the 14 years since a Muslim insurgency began in the part of Kashmir under India's control. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. How significant is this ceasefire?
I think it's too early to tell, but in the short term, I think it's extremely good news for the people, the civilians who live along the line of control in Kashmir, who have to put up with this artillery fire and the small arms exchanges and are often wounded by it. I think it's also good news for the villagers on both sides of the international border as well. They are the most direct beneficiaries of this ceasefire, however long it lasts. And both governments, by the way, say they'll observe the ceasefire indefinitely, so we'll just have to wait to see what that means.
But you sense it's more symbolic than substantive.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, any step, however small, that moves the two sides here away from war is a good thing. You have to remember that after the attack on the Indian Parliament in December 2001, these two countries seemed on the verge of war. More than a million troops massed on the border, both countries withdrawing their senior diplomats from each other's capital, air and rail links severed. In the past 6 months or so, things have been improving slowly. The diplomats have returned, bus service has been restored, but the air links remain severed. And relations are far from what you'd call normal. But having said that, both sides obviously are interested in trying to diffuse tension, especially in the run-up to a South Asian regional summit scheduled for January in Islamabad. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee is expected to attend that summit. And if the truce holds and things continue to improve, then maybe that could open up a little political space for Vajpayee and Pakistan's President, General Pervez Musharraf, to talk on the sidelines of that summit.
Does it affect the conflict within Indian-controlled Kashmir between Indian forces and the Muslim insurgents?
No, which means if the Indian security forces intercept any militants coming across the line of control, they will engage them, and they'll engage any militants that they run across inside Indian-controlled Kashmir. As for the militants, the main Pakistan-backed militant group operating in Indian-controlled Kashmir says the ceasefire means nothing to them, and that their operations against Indian security forces will continue.
What's the reaction to the ceasefire declaration?
Well, aside from the militants, there's been a cautious welcome from just about everyone else on both sides, including the Kashmiris themselves. The U.S. certainly seems encouraged. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says that Secretary of State Colin Powell telephoned both the Indian and Pakistani foreign ministers welcoming the announcement. But at the same time, India says a lasting peace will only come when Pakistan ends its support for what India calls cross-border terrorism. And so far, India says, that hasn't happened. So this ceasefire is progress, but it's still a long way from normalizing relations, let alone achieving a real peace.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.